This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Reducing UPFs in school meals. Maha cheers dropping of pesticide provision. And Mexican strawberry probe. Scoop, Benavides taking over as USDA top economist. Justin Benavides has been tapped to be USDA's chief economist, succeeding Seth Meyer. Benavides has been chief economist for the House Agriculture Committee's GOP staff for the last 3 years. USDA hadn't announced the appointments as of yesterday, but AgriPulse confirmed he's started work there. You can read Lydia Johnson's report at AgriPulse.com. Another House Ag departure. Ben Goldie, communications director for the committee's Republican staff, joining public affairs firm LSG as a vice president. Goldie, press secretary at the Department of Interior during the first Trump administration. Making school meals healthier. A major goal of the Make America Healthy Again movement is getting something of a boost from one of the nation's leading voices for school nutrition programs. The School Nutrition Association's 2026 position paper calls on Congress to provide funding to reduce ultra-processed foods in school meals. MAHA advocates want to reduce UPFs in schools in children's diets, promoting whole foods and improving school meals to combat childhood chronic diseases. A new School Nutrition Association report outlines challenges for school meal programs faced with reducing UPFs. This comes as the Trump administration's soon-to-be-updated dietary guidelines for Americans expected to recommend reduced UPF consumption. School nutrition professionals are at the front lines instilling principles for lifelong healthy eating among America's children. Schools are the only place required to serve meals based on the dietary guidelines for Americans, says SNA President Stephanie Dillard. Congress must step up to ensure schools have the funding and resources to build on their successes and effectively implement changes to school nutrition standards. SNA also wants Congress to increase school meal program funding from scratch cooking, which is preparing meals from basic whole ingredients rather than using prepackaged, processed, or heat-and-serve components. Pesticide provision stripped from appropriations bill. Liability shield language that would protect pesticide makers from lawsuits in state courts has been dropped from a fiscal 2026 spending bill. The House Appropriation Committee's Interior Environment Appropriations Bill previously had the language, but the final version of the bill, negotiated with the Senate, does not. The MAHA movement is claiming victory. This outcome proves the strength of the bipartisan movement this administration calls MAHA when it works across the aisle, said Elizabeth Kuchinick, a former policy director at the Center for Food Safety and founder of the Kennedy for President campaign, a precursor to the MAHA movement, a news release from MAHA advocates said. But a controversial policy writer such as this one, unlikely to survive bipartisan negotiations with the Senate. Industry reaction. Well, the Modern Ag Alliance, which includes Bayer and dozens of ag groups, argues the provision wouldn't have directly affected current or future litigation. A statement from Bayer says, quote, "We agree that no company should have blanket immunity, but that the shield language, quote, would not prevent anyone from suing pesticide manufacturers. We have seen many inaccurate and misleading claims made online about the intent of this legislation, and anything to assert otherwise is a distortion of reality." The statement said, quote, we support state and federal legislation along more than 360 agriculture organizations because the future of American farming depends on reliable, science-based regulation of important crop protection products determined safe for use by the EPA, the statement said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. ITC to probe Mexican strawberry imports. The U.S. International Trade Commission will study whether U.S. strawberry producers are being hurt by Mexican imports. If so, this could ultimately lead to tariffs on Mexican strawberries. Florida-based strawberry growers petitioned the ITC last month to conduct an anti-dumping probe. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the state's Strawberry Growers Association, among the petitioners, according to a Federal Register notice today. The coalition says Mexican strawberries arriving annually between October and March are being sold at unfairly low prices. The ITC has until February 17th to determine whether U.S. producers have been hurt. If so, then the Commerce Department will investigate. But there might not be a quick fix. A final anti-dumping order would not likely land before 2027. Texas residents get more mystery seeds. Texas residents have gotten more than 1,000 packs of seeds they didn't order since last February. Some of those packs came from China. The Texas Department of Agriculture says 1,101 packs of unsolicited seed shipments were delivered to Texas residents. Officials with the department have collected seed deliveries at 109 locations since the first shipment arrived at a residence in Clute, Texas last year. In a press release yesterday, Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller said people who receive such packages should keep all content sealed and report it to the Texas Department of Agriculture. The press release noted that other shipments have been reported in Ohio, New Mexico, and Alabama. Take note, the press release noted the shipments could be a possible brushing scam in which sellers, quote, send unsolicited, low-value items to random people who then post fake verified reviews to boost online sales. A similar wave of shipments was reported in 2020. Lawmakers want new tractor rollover protection program at USDA. A new bill in Congress would help farmers pay for rollover protection structures on their tractors to help prevent a leading cause of farm deaths. The bill would create a USDA cost share program. The Rollover Protection and Safety Act would provide farmers for eligible schools with grants that cover up to 70% of the cost of purchasing, transporting, and installing approved ROPs. There would be a $500 out-of-pocket cap for the farmer. The bill would require USDA to create a website and phone hotline to help with installation instructions. The bill was introduced in the House yesterday by Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa, Josh Raleigh of New York, Brad Fenstead of Minnesota, and Don Davis of North Carolina. A companion Senate bill being introduced by Cindy Hyde Smith of Mississippi, Michael Bennett of Colorado, Jim Justice of West Virginia, and Raphael Warnock of Georgia. Now take note, the program is meant to bolster the National ROPS Rebate Program administered by the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety using funds from the National Institution of Occupational Safety and Health. Here's today's final word. At a glance, this might seem like a small problem, but this is serious business. The possible introduction of an invasive species to the state via these seeds poses real risk to Texas families and the agriculture industry. We need everyone to report these packages when they arrive so the contents may be gathered and disposed of properly. That Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller on mystery seed shipments to Texas residents. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.